Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Tov Yud Ches. We are on page Reish Pei Beis, the page following 562. Simen Tov Yud Ches is Din Tainis B'Rosh Chodesh, the halacha of fasting on Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Aser B'Tainis. Very simply, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that on Rosh Chodesh one is not allowed to fast. Says the Mishabura, the Anshe Kihila Kedosha Vermaisa Mis Anin Brosh Chodesh Sivan Alhagzero Shahayu Bauso Hazman Bishnas Tof Tof Nun Vav Elefa Chamishi. The people from the Kihila of Vermaisa would fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan because of the Gzeros that they had in that time in the year Tof Tof Nun Vav in the fifth Eleph. The omrim slichos v'sachanunim. Besides the fasting, they would say slichos and tachanunim. The kosav rama b'tshuva simenayintes the lo yalfinan minayhu ba'alma. We do not learn from them in general aflo inyan tachanunim, even in terms of just saying tachanunim on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Ule inyan tainis shows imutter in terms of whether fasting for hours is mutter or not. Ayin beralocha, that is discussed in the beralocha. Sivkatan Bez Betainis. Again, the Mechaber said on Rosh Chodesh Asr Betainis. Umavur Leel Besimen Kuf Peiches Shafilu Ochal Peiros Yotza V'Ein Tzar Dafka Pas. The Shulchan Aruch told us earlier that in terms of not fasting on a Rosh Chodesh does not mean that you have to have a Suda. We'll see the Indian of a Suda shortly, but for now, even if one ate fruit, he's going to be Yotzei this of not fasting. He doesn't have to have B'dafka Pas. And note number three points out that there'll be a Nafkamina Lagabe going back for benching if he didn't say Yalav Yavo, because if there is no Chi of Suda, like we're saying over here by Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yavo and benching, you do not have to go back. Masha Enkin on Shabbos and Yontif, where there is a Chi of Suda, so then if you forget Yalav Yavo, you would go back for Yalav Yavo. I want to point out a little bit of note number one. So the Mechaber told us you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. The Mishabura gave us one example of an exception, and that was in this city, Vermaisa. They used to fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan because of the Xeros. If you look at the end of note number one, it points out, V'chosam the kala shiyom chupasam chal b'Rosh Chodesh, when someone's getting married on Rosh Chodesh, and we know there's a minhag to fast, the day of the chasana, so we'll see later on, kosav lekamon shelo yisanu, that on Rosh Chodesh you don't fast, chutz me Rosh Chodesh Nisan v'av, shebehem aleihem lehisanos, except for if the chasana is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or Rosh Chodesh Av, then you would fast. Now, he points out in the brackets that Rosh Chodesh Av is obviously the 9 days. Our minhag is not to get married then, so it's not a practical case, but a practical case would be that if one's getting married in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, one would fast. The reason why Nisan and Av are exceptions is pointed out in really note number two, because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when Nadav and Avihu died, and on Rosh Chodesh Av, that's when Aaron HaKohen died. And therefore, these days, some say Stam, they're considered tiny, or considered days that are appropriate to fast. So even though we in general don't necessarily fast them, but a chasan and kalath, if you get married on those two Rosh Chodeshim, they would fast. Again, not Nogea by Rosh Chodesh Av, but yes, Nogea by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Ein Gozrin Tainis Alatzibur B'Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Upurim. You cannot make a Gzeira of a Tainis on the Tzibur for Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim. V'im Hischilu. But if you began, meaning, She'gozru L'Hisanos Kach V'Kach Yomim, they made a Gzeira to fast such and such an amount of days, V'Hischilu Behem Kodem Rosh Chodesh, and they started the fasting already before Rosh Chodesh, Afilu yom echad, even one day, ein mafsikim, we don't stop, and then we would fast on Rosh Chodesh, umis'anin umashlimin. We would fast, and we would imashlim the tainis. So to summarize the Mechaber is saying that l'chadchila, we are not gozer a tainis on the tzibur, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Upurim, but if they did it for a few days, we'll see exactly the case, and they started fasting one of the days, and only then they realized that what it is in the fallout on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, so then you would fast on those days and you would be mashlim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Gimel Ein Gozrin, Vim Ovru Vigozru. If they did the wrong thing and they made a gzeira on the tzivur to fast on Rosh Chodesh straight away, ain gzeirasim gzeira. That's not a good gzeira. That's not hal. The ain tzrichin les anos. If they make a gzeira on the tzivur to fast on Rosh Chodesh, you do not need to fast on Rosh Chodesh even after the gzeira was made. That is from the Beis Yosef, v'chein eskimu ha'achronim. However, what the Mechaber goes on to say is v'im eschilu. Not that they made the gzeira. If they just made the gzeira and you didn't start fasting, you will not fast. But if they made the gzeira and then it was eschilu, zaktim eshaburas of katan dalid. Kigon, for example, shegozru al miot geshomim v'kadome. They made the gzeira because of the lack of rain or some other similar tzara, l'hisano sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. So they would go on the tzibur to fast because of the lack of rain or other tzaras for Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And they didn't realize when they made this gzeira that one of those days is going to be falling out on Rosh Chodesh. And they started fasting the first day. So chal gzeirasim b'diavad. In that case, the gzeira is chal b'diavad. Me'achar shelo rotshu b'kevon la'akor u'levatel din of the Rosh Chodesh. Since it was not done with intent to be mevatel the din of Rosh Chodesh, it was an accident. And therefore, once they started fasting, so then we say the tainus even for Rosh Chodesh is going to be chal. So again, the Mishabura first told us if they make a gzeira straight away to fast on Rosh Chodesh, they're not allowed to do that. And if they did it, it's not chal. We're talking about a case over here where they will go there to fast from Monday, Thursday, and Monday for some kind of tzara, and they didn't realize that one of the days is to come out of Rosh Chodesh, and you already fasted the first day, so then you would in fact go ahead and fast on Rosh Chodesh. Sivkot and hey, mashlimin kibishar tainis, you would finish up like every other tainis. V'hu adin de'bechanaka upurim mis'anin u'mashlimin. Zakta Meshabur, this is not only true about Rosh Chodesh, the same thing is if one of those days you didn't realize it is Chanukah or Purim, you also would fast and be Mashlim, Kevan, She'eschilu, Kfar Lihisano, since you already started fasting one of the days. V'chol ha'moed nami havik el Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh. Not only is this true about Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Purim, but it's even true about Chol ha'moed, Kamod, Mavur, Lakamon, Simin, Tov, Kuf, Ayin, Beis. Vidai, you should know the besimin tov kuf ayin beis mavur ba'achronim. It's clear in the achronim later on. The cholze hayim medina beretz Yisrael. This is all meikra adin from the olden days in Eretz Yisrael. Aval idna nowadays in Bavel tzibur dinam kiyachid. Even the din of a tzibur that we're discussing here in Siv Beis will follow the dinim of a yochid that we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the next year in Siv Gimel. Umafsikin b'Rosh Chodesh, and they would stop. They would not fast on Rosh Chodesh. Umashlimin yom achir, and they would make up for it a different day. That's already a machlokas pointed out in the Shaar Tzion Ozayim, but that's what the Mishabura is saying over here. They would be mafsik on Rosh Chodesh, and they will be mashlim yom acher. That is nowadays that the tzibur has the same din as the yachid, and that which the mechaber says does not apply. There are two bir halachas that I would like to point out over here. Let's start with the last one on the page. The v'maskul afilu yom echad. We said if you started fasting even one day, and then one of the later days is Rosh Chodesh, you would fast on that Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim or Chol HaMoed. Zok de bir halacha umistavre dehu adinim lo gemaruhu adayim betainus. And it's logical to say that the same thing is true even if you did not finish the first day betainus. Rak shehis anuk far rov hayom. Just that you fasted already the majority of the day. Vishuv niskuru de betainus hasheni. And then you realized after fasting the majority of the days that the second time is Yochel Rosh Chodesh is going to fall out on Rosh Chodesh. The Gam Kein Masha Asu Asu. In that case, we also say what's done is done. Utsrichin Ligmur Hatainis Ulisanos Achaka Kathig Zerosa. They have to follow exactly the Gzeira and fast on Rosh Chodesh. The Rov Hayom Kekulo. Because fasting the majority of the day is like fasting the whole day. And once you fasted one day, so it's Chal, and you have to fast the rest of the days that were Nigzer on the Tzibur. Umiyah, however, in lo hisanu adayin rak eza shows v'nizkeru, but if on the first day of tainis you didn't fast most of the day, you just fast for a couple of hours, efshur debotel gzeirosam, it could be their whole gzeir is botel, utzrichim lahafsik teichev milisanos, and they have to stop immediately from their fasting, v'chein mashma b'ritva b'shulhi perek beiz ayin sham. So the Berlach is telling us that this din, that once you fasted the first day, you'll fast the next day, even though the next day is Rosh Chodesh, is only if you fasted the entire first day, or the majority of the first day, not if he only fasted a couple of hours. Let's see one more bir halacha de v'maskel v'hischilu behem kodim Rosh Chodesh. You started fasting one of the days before Rosh Chodesh fell out on a subsequent day. Aval kishe'era behem yom tov. But if one of the days wasn't Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Chol HaMoed, but it was actually Yom Tov, b'vaday mafsikin, for sure you stop, v'ein misanim ba'osa yom, you don't fast that day. V'lechora afilu yom acher ein srichim lahashlim. And l'chora, you don't have to make up for it a different day either. De'ein koch afilu b'gzeiras tzibur lithchos yom tov shu daraisa. There's no power in the gzeira on the tzibur to push off yontov, which is daraisa. V'tzarech lios dinam kemo b'yachid. And the din would have to be like the din that we'll see next time by yachid, shekiba olav l'sano sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, that accepted upon himself to fast Monday, Thursday, and Monday. The era Rosh Chodesh be'elu hayomim, and Rosh Chodesh fell out on one of those days. Shehiskim be'Beis Yosef la'poskim de'ein tzarech la'hashlim yom acher, where the Beis Yosef is maskim to the other poskim that you do not need to be mashlim a different day. This is as opposed to what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sukkot and Hay. We said about ha'idna tzibur dinam kiyachid umafsikim Rosh Chodesh umashlim in yom acher.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.